CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday the 8th of May 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Could you join the Radcom editorial team? IARU Region 1 wants your bright ideas for the hobby. RSGB convention bookings open. If you are interested in becoming part of the RSGB Radcom editorial team, the Society is recruiting for a managing editor and a technical editor. There is further information about both roles on the Society's website. The IARU Region 1 is looking for ideas that could lead to more licensed radio amateurs. Draft proposals are welcome by the 31st of May. The best ideas will be shared with the proposing teams so they can work on a more detailed project on the 10th of June. Details at iaru-rfigure1.org. The RSGB is holding an in-person convention again between the 7th and 9th of October at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Booking is now open, and if you book by the 31st of August, you can take advantage of the early bird discounts. For further information, go to the RSGB website. Canada's amateur radio regulator has granted amateurs in Canada the right to use special call signs in honour of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee for the period of the 14th of May to the 14th of July. For example, VE3 calls become VX3, VA7 becomes VG7, and so on. The special call signs may be used during the IARU HF Championship contest. Today, Sunday the 8th of May, is the deadline for the young radio amateurs to apply to represent their country and national society at this year's Youngsters on the Air, or YOTA, summer camp. The camp will be held in Croatia from the 16th to the 13th of August. To apply, you need to be a member of the RSGB, age between 15 and 25. Further information, see rsgb.org/YOTA. The digital TV repeater GB3JV has undergone some major upgrades. A new 77's reduced bandwidth TV input and a new repeater controller have been added. Justin G8YTZ, the repeater keeper, hopes the upgrades will encourage more listeners or users. Listeners may be interested to know that there's an article in CQTV magazine, number 275, about the repeater controller. More at gb3jv.co.uk. And a reminder that the RSGB summer programme for tonight at 8 begins tomorrow, Monday the 9th of May. Mark Haynes, M0DXR, will be talking about contesting. He'll explain how this aspect of amateur radio can not only be a good test of your station, but also a great way to make lots of QSOs with many countries in a short period of time. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or find out more on the Society's website. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise the event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today the 8th, the Lough Erne ARC annual rally will be held at the arena at Share Discovery Village, 221 Linnaskey Road, Linnaskey BT920JZ. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. for the public. Facilities are available on site for breakfast, lunches, teas and coffees. Next Saturday the 14th, the Barry ARS rally will take place at Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, near Barry. Charlie Fox 65, 5SP, open to the traders from 7:30 a.m. and to the public from 9:30 a.m. Admission £2.50, and there's free parking. Now for DX News, Mike W6QT plans to be active as DU3 stroke call sign from Subic Bay in the Philippines until the 15th of September. He'll operate SSB and FT8 on the 6 to 80 metre bands. QSL W6QT, the log will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Ilya R5AF and Igor R4FCN will be active as EX stroke call sign from Kyrgyzstan until the 14th of May. They'll operate CW, FT8 and SSB. 10 to 40 metre bands, QSL cards will be sent to everyone via the Bureau. They also plan to upload the logbook, two logbook of the world, EQSL, Hamlog and Clublog. Three operators will be active as 5P1EG from Oromo Island, that's EU125, until the 14th of May. They'll be operating CW, SSB and Digital on various bands QSL via SB1EG. Eurist YL2GM will be active as VU4W from the Andaman Islands, AS001, until the 16th of May. Look for activity on the 10 to 160 metre bands, CW, SSB, RITI and FT8, Fox and Hounds modes. QSL via Clublox, OQRS or direct to YL2GN. Special event news, North West Group Amateur Radio Club in Londonderry are activating GB0AEL as part of the 90th anniversary of Amelia Earhart landing in Londonderry. She was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. They'll be activating GB0AEL from the 13th to the 30th of May. More information on QRZ.com under the call sign GB0AEL. GB0SCW will be on the air from Stone Cross Windmill, East Sussex, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the 7th and 8th of May. They plan to use SSB on the 3.5, 7 and 14 megahertz bands, as well as 2 metres and 77 FM. There may also be HF operations from a car parked in the windmill grounds during the evening. See QRZ.com for more. Other special event stations to look for during the next week are GB2WTM from Woodbridge Tide Mill and GB1TLB from Torbay. GB2PHC will be operating from Macclesfield and GB5CBH from Broad Hinton. Finally, from the Ofcom data, GB2IPA will be on the air from Southwold. Now, the contest news running for 24 hours next weekend, 432 megs. The 25245 gigs contest ends at 1400 UTC today, the 8th, using all modes, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. Also running 24 hours is the ARI International DX contest. This finishes at 1200 UTC today, the 8th, using CW, RITI and SSB on the 3.5 megs to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange signal report and serial number. Note that Italian stations will also give their province code. Three contests are due to take place today, the 8th of May. The UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. All modes 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, also running between 0800 and 1400, is the 10 gigs trophy contest using all modes. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Finally, for today, the 8th, the Worked All Britain 7 Megs phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC phone modes. The exchange is signal report serial number and your Worked All Britain location. On Monday, the SSB leg of the 80 metre club championships runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC. On Tuesday, it's followed by the all mode 432 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number, and locator. Wednesday, 432 megs FT8 activity contest running 1900 to 2100 UTC. The exchange is your report and a four character locator. Thursday sees the 50 megs UK activity contest take place between 1900 and 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 15th, the 70 megs CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave contest runs 0900 to 1700 UTC next Sunday, the 15th. All modes 24, 47 and 76 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYE, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was characterised by solar flares. At the time of writing, we have seen more than 50 since the 1st of May, including one high-energy X-class flare. This occurred on the 3rd of May at 1325 hours and caused radio blackout over much of the Atlantic. Luckily, the KP index remained low, which has enabled the ionosphere to develop, and solar flux indices have been steadily climbing and reaching 130 by Thursday. There have been many reports of good propagation. It's been a simple case of being in the right place at the right time. 10 meters has been open well into the evening at times, as well as providing paths to Australasia in the morning. At other times, people have reported the band as being dead. We've also seen the beginnings of sporadic E, with reports that 10 metres has been wide open to Europe at times. Hopefully this will develop as the month goes on. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI may dip before climbing back to 120s. However, the US Air Force says that it will just continue to rise, perhaps hitting 140. This seems more plausible going by past performances. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet with a KP index of 2. However, it would only take one Earth-facing coronal mass ejection to spoil this entirely. Now for VHF, starting with Tropo news, this weekend sees the new week starting with high pressure right over the British Isles. This high will drift slowly southeast into the continent by midweek, centred on the Balkans. There should be some reasonable Tropo paths, especially to the south of France and northern Spain. This will be fairly short-lived because starting midweek, a weakening cold front brings rain to northwest Britain and breaks up into showers as it moves south. This brings the prospect of some rain scatter for a while, as per last week, it's likely to peak in the afternoon. After these showery days, another high appears by Friday to end the week, gradually transferring to the North Sea with a further chance of Tropo. Bear in mind that these weather forecasts are 10 days out, so there are bound to be differences in the models. From midweek, some models retain the showery risk for longer. Summer sporadic E, or E's, propagation is well underway, with some early reports up to 2 metres by Chris G0DWV, who heard an IV3 briefly on 2 metres before dropping back into the noise. We have had many hints of the new season, mostly on 10 and 6 metres. Just to remind you that E's activity tends to come in two periods, mid-morning and again late afternoon, early evening. Remember the daily blog on propquest.co.uk, which gives the current day's prospects as well as an EPI, E's Probability Index map, to allow you to plan your shack activity. The ETA quarantined meteor shower is tailing off now, but the Make More Miles on VHF website suggests that meteoroids released from the minor planet 2006 GY2 may cause activity on the 15th of May around 10:20 UTC. Apparently the stream should be dense, so it's worth a look. The moon has passed peak declinations and we are a week away from next Sunday's perigee. The week's trend will therefore be for a shorter moon window and peak elevation and falling path losses. 144 MHz sky noise is low this week, slowly rising and reaching 400k next Sunday. That's it from the propagation team for this week. And that's all from me. Until next week, goodbye.